Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. You are listening to this broadcast in English, but you should know we also broadcast in 21 other languages to some of the most unreached areas of the world. Places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and more. A listener from Egypt responded to our Arabic language broadcasts like this: "I thank you from all of my heart because you are a blessing to many. Thank you for helping us Christians to stay on the right path. May God bless this ministry." And then a listener from Yemen responded like this: "How can I be a Christian? When I listened to your program, I felt a strange peace in me, and hope shined in my life while I felt all are hopeless. Please tell me how to become a Christ follower." Isn't it a blessing to know that lives are being transformed by the power of the gospel? On today's broadcast of Hope for Today, we begin our final study from the book of Daniel. It's titled, Seal the Book. What's the value of a seal? Well, I guess that depends what kind of seal you're talking about, and I don't have in mind the semi-aquatic marine mammal. I'm thinking about other kinds of seals, like a seal that's used to preserve something, the seal that keeps out contamination or helps to seal in flavor and freshness. Without seals, much of our food would spoil before we could use it. Liquids as varied as things like shampoo and motor oil could be contaminated with things that are unknown or harmful to us. So seals are very important, and especially on medicines, to show whether or not they've been tampered with. There's another kind of seal. It's a symbol used to identify a person or a place of position or authority. And it also indicates ownership. You know, ancient kings had seals that left an impression in wax. Before the days of envelopes and envelope glue, the wax would seal the document, and the official seal would leave its unique imprint in that warm wax. If the seal was tampered with or broken, it was immediately noticeable. And if you were caught messing with a seal like that, you were in big trouble. You know, the scriptures talk about seals too. Sometimes they're referred to as signet rings, in places like Genesis 38:18. And 41:42. In our earlier study from Daniel chapter 6, we learned that the king sealed the covering of the lion's den with his seal and also with the seal of his nobles. That meant his decision was final. It was not to be tampered with. In Job chapter 14 and verse 17, Job refers to his transgressions as being sealed up or preserved in a bag. And the Holy Spirit is spoken of as a seal of God's approval, 2 Timothy 2:19 and Ephesians 1 verse 13. Today, we're continuing our study in the book of Daniel, chapter 12. In our previous study, we covered the first three verses of this chapter. Now we're going to conclude our study of the entire book of Daniel by looking at chapter 12 and verses 4 to 13. And the title of this final study is Seal the Book. So listen carefully as I read the text, Daniel chapter 12, and verses 4 through 13. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank and the other on that river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. In this text, we discover several important reasons for the command that was given to seal the book. The first reason for sealing the book is for authentication. As our text opens, Daniel is instructed to shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Now, in the ancient Near East, documents weren't so easily produced as they are today. And so in most cases, the official document was copied so that there was a copy available for reference. The original was carefully sealed for authentication and preservation. Commentator Gleason Archer reminds us that, and I quote, It was customary for the scribe who recorded important documents, such as contractual promises, to run his cylinder seal across the bottom of the page to guarantee authenticity. That's the end of the quote. So by sealing this document, Daniel was certifying that all that had been revealed to him was true, and it would take place just as God, through the angelic messengers, had promised him. Remember the words of Daniel, chapter 8 and verse 26? And the vision of the evenings and the mornings which was told is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. We've noted before in our study that some skeptics deny the authenticity of Daniel's prophecy. Genuine Christ followers accept the reality of both divine inspiration and revelation. They understand that God in his sovereignty knows the future ending of human history just as well as he knows the historical beginning. And as I've stated before, the endorsement of Daniel's writings by Jesus himself in Matthew 24:15 should certainly lay to rest any questions about authentication. Then there's another reason for the sealing of the book, and that is for preservation. As I mentioned in my introduction, one purpose of sealing things is to preserve them. At the moment, you don't need what is being sealed, but you anticipate wanting to use it when it's preserved at some future time. And so in verse 4, Daniel was told to carefully preserve this message, especially for the benefit of those who would experience the time of the end. The end of this chapter identifies that time as the last half of the Great Tribulation. So 2,500 years have passed since Daniel received these prophecies, but they're more relevant today than they've ever been before. When we get near the end of the text, Daniel confesses that he's bewildered by what has been revealed to him in this vision. Some of the things he saw in his vision didn't make sense to him at that time in human history. In fact, we need to look carefully at the end of verse 4 because the messenger tells Daniel that many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. In the past, I've heard some preachers and teachers say that this refers to our time with its ease of global travel and the explosion of access to knowledge. But in the context of these verses, the search for knowledge seems to be the focus. In the original Hebrew, this is literally the knowledge, that is, a specific knowledge, the understanding of this long prophecy that Daniel has just received in a vision. People will try to understand the meaning of these prophecies about the last days. James Montgomery interprets this phrase in the light of Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Listen to what Amos wrote. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it." The context of these verses makes it clear that Amos is describing conditions that will exist at the time of the end. The verb that's translated as wander seems to describe a vain traveling about in order to discover knowledge. In the immediate future of Daniel's time, attempts to understand the message would be futile. But in the time of the end, when these prophecies eventually begin to unfold, additional understanding will be given. You know, it's possible, and perhaps even likely, that you and I today, from our vantage point in time, have a better understanding of these prophecies than a reader from the 6th century BC. And it's just as possible that those who live in the years immediately preceding this time will understand it better and more fully than you and I do. And that brings us to the final reason for the command to seal the book. The final reason is for information. But that final reason will need to wait until next time, because we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Now, Lord willing, we'll be back in 1 week to continue this study. In the meantime, if you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just request it by its title, Seal the Book. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Seal the Book, and I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, and ask for your free copy of this teaching, Seal the Book, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue this study, Seal the Book. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.